Okay, what's the opposite of that?
Push.
Okay, if you carried a very heavy suitcase long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you say I.
Totally did.
Or anything else?
Pushed it.
That's alright. Okay, a child is reaching toward a piece of fine glass you don't want him to have. You'll tell him.
Stop.
What will you say? Say.
Quit.
Now you can say it's a few words. Like he's about to
touch that.
Right. If you need a hammer, you'd say to me, and you want me to get it, what would you say?
I'd say, look for the hammer.
Okay, but if you're telling me...
Bring me the hammer.
Okay. In playing hide and seek, the children have to run in free and touch the...
Get off.
Well, what do you call it when... hockey player shoots a puck in the net, he scores a... Okay.
No,
okay, if I threw a ball to you, what would you do?
Catch it.
Okay. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I will...
Wait.
Right. Okay, let's say that, I took a test and I failed it, and I was real upset, and I went to the teacher and I said, please give me another
chance.
Right. If that guy, if I say that guy over there is really funny, I say he's got a great sense of
humor.
Okay. If there's somebody that keeps following me around and he's a real pest and I don't want him around me anymore, I say I want to... blank.
Get rid of you.
Right. Right. Okay. And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure...
Get.
Yeah, or let's say you explained to me something that happened a few days ago and I couldn't recall. I'd say I don't. I...
Don't remember.
Yeah. Now, let's say I'm going to sit down and take a pen and put it to a piece of paper. I'm going to blank a letter.
Write a letter.
Yeah. And if I write a letter to you, I expect...
an answer.
Right. But I can't write a letter to you unless I have your...
address.
All right. Okay. And if I give you the letter and ask you to write your address down, I say, will you please? It's another form of address. It's another way of saying it. Will you please?
Give me your...
Now I say, you give me your address, right? Mm-hmm. Then I say, will you write it on a piece of paper? I say, will you please blank this envelope?
Address.
Right. That's right. That's a tricky one, right? Okay, if I learned how to shoot a bow and arrow and you wanted to learn, but I didn't want to teach you, you'd ask me. You'd say, who blank you how to shoot a bow and arrow? Who blank?
Who blank?
Something you've done all your life.
Show me?
No. Somebody showed me how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Teach.
Right. You'd say, who blank you how to shoot a bow and arrow? Who?
Help you.
Okay. When are you going to Miami? Right now, we're blank next Wednesday. That's it. Oh, we don't need to do that one. That's too tough.
What is it, Alex?
Well, we intend to go next Wednesday, or we're planning on going or something like that. Okay, children's nicknames for one who tattles. What do you call them?
Tattletale.
All right, what is that beautiful red thing right there? What
rose.
Is it? I know, but what is it?
Flower.
All right. Okay, if you want, if you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out into the garden and
cut.
Or just what do you
gather.
Well, what else do you do with flowers? If I'm going to select one, I will.
Choose.
How about pick?
Right, choose.
Something a child might play with. Different names for something you buy and something you make at home. You know, like what do children play with? They play with
toys.
Right. That's right.
I can't believe it.